So you want to start investing in real estate, and you want to work with a real estate investing company, you know, a full service company. Well, there's a checklist of things that you need to make sure are in place before you start working with that company. It's kind of like getting a new puppy for the first time. Like, we just got baby Grover here a few months ago. I didn't know the first thing about getting a puppy or a mini pincher, and that's the little guy that I got here. And when you start investing in real estate, you have a series of questions you need answered. The same with getting a puppy, right? How big are they going to get? Are they good with kids? Do they have a lot of energy? How do they handle the cold weather? The list goes on and on. The same thing is true of a real estate investing company. Remember, there is no perfect real estate investment, but of course you can minimize your risks if you follow this checklist that we're about to lay out for you here on today's video. Welcome in, everyone. If you're new here, this is the show that helps you become a better real estate investor. My name is Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I'm the founder of the company Morris Invest. We're a full-service rental real estate company. We do it all for our clients. We have grown tremendously over the years, and we've learned a ton over the thousands of properties that we've built over the years. So on today's show, we're going to go through an entire checklist of questions that you should be thinking about before you start working with a full-service turnkey real estate company. These are very important. And then at the end, we're going to give you a series of questions that you should be able to ask that company when you're on the phone with them. The very first thing on my list is, what is the track record of the team that I'm about to work with? So you're going to work with a full-service rental real estate company. What is the track record? How many years have they been in business? The second thing I want to look at is, have they gone through adversity? Because the amount of years can often show that a company has grown tremendously. Now, we as a company years ago worked with a terrible partner, taught us a lot about our business. We've grown tremendously as a result of that. I personally would never work with a brand new company, a company that has not faced challenges in its business. The author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, a friend of mine, gave me some incredible advice a few years ago. He said, you know, I would never work with a company that didn't have battle scars. That's the test of a true entrepreneur. The true test of a company is how they've overcome adversity. He said, one of the first things I'll ask a company or somebody I'm going to partner with is, tell me the worst thing that's happened to you in business. And if they don't have something horrible that's happened to them, I won't work with them. So companies that have been around, have gone through seasons of cycles and changes in the economy, have dealt with all kinds of issues, that's what I want. You know, a question you could ask them is, what did you learn from the 2008 recession? What did you learn from the 2020 recession? The second question you want to ask is, what is the company's mission statement? And do those values align with your values and goals? This is very, very important. You know, oftentimes we'll have clients that will try to work with us. They'll call us, they'll book a call with us, and they only want a property. They don't want to develop a relationship. They just want to buy a house and that's it. Well, that's not our values at our company. What we do is we want to develop a long-term relationship with that person. We want to understand what their freedom number is. We want to make sure that we can grow together, that if they have a goal of 7 properties over 7 years, that's important for us to know. So our values must align. And there'll be times when people will come to us and say, I don't care about any of that. I just want to buy a house. I just want to buy a house. Well, guess what? That doesn't work for us. That doesn't. And that's not part of our value system. And we tell them to go elsewhere where someone else would be very happy to just sell them a house. Call a realtor. Call up another company. So you must have an alignment in this company's goals. So find out what that company's mission statement is. That's very important. You know, it's just like getting a puppy. I wanted a guy who could sit with me on the couch, be a little crazy, had some energy. I could go on a walk with him, on a run with him, that he was going to be good with my kids, that he was going to align with my family. Now he's a puppy. I still have to work on the biting thing. But for the most part, he's great. At night when I sit down and I watch some Netflix or read a book, he falls asleep on my lap and he's like having a kitten. And I love it. And he sleeps through the night. That aligns with my values. And we're growing in our relationship. One thing that I'm trying to work with him on is not to be barking and chewing while I'm shooting a video. That's important. But in all seriousness, when you get on the phone with this company, do their values align with yours? Are they helping educate you in the process, or do they just want to make a quick sale? One of the most important things you need to find out when you're working with a real estate investing company is that, are they just selling real estate, or are they creating a product that solves a problem? What do I mean by that? Well, anybody can just sell a house and then they're done. But what about somebody who puts together a product that solves your family's needs? It might be, when we're on the phone, that we discover you're interested in rolling money from one project in through a 1031 exchange into other properties. It might be that while we're on the phone, we discover, you know what, they have retirement money that's not been servicing them very well. They can leverage that along with self-directed money and also non-recourse financing, and we can put all of these things in place under one product roof for you. Or real estate might not even be part of the process. And so these are things that will come to light once we have these discussions. So it's very important to understand what you're walking into. I know we all can't wait for sports to get back to normal, right? And I, for one, am looking forward to the early part of 2021 when my Philadelphia Wings national lacrosse team can get back to playing regular games in their new season. My son, one of the big sports that he wants to play is lacrosse. And if you're like me and you want to return to normal sports, but hey, you know, during the holiday season, you want to ask your loved ones for some fantastic gear, some fantastic apparel, you can tell your loved ones, you know what? Hey, honey, go over to Fanatics. It's the official shop for the National Lacrosse League fan gear. Whoever, you know, you happen to root for, if you're like me, like the Philadelphia Wings, whatever your favorite team is, tell your loved ones, hey, go over, check out all of the certified National Lacrosse League apparel, including hoodies, which are my favorite. So you got the Philadelphia Wings hoodies. I love them. You can get shirts, you get half-zip sweatshirts, long sleeves, hats, scarves. Oh, by the way, I got a Philadelphia Wings hat. Fantastic. And of course, jerseys. You can get the official jerseys for your favorite team. So you really want the best quality too. You don't want those, you know, those guys that hang outside the stadium when you leave and you get one of those shirts that like fall apart a week later. No, no, no. If you are a lifelong fan, you want to have gear that actually holds up. So with Fanatics, every National Lacrosse League product is priced fairly and made to last. So like I said, I got the winter hat, which is going to last forever. You can tell just how well it's made, and the hoodie. And so one of those, like I got a large, that's the size I am, you know, because I've got bulging muscles. So that's why I need a large. And it's going to last for a long, long time. So if you're excited to wear your gear for the 2021 season, by the way, April, we're hoping on April, unless some, you know, this has been crazy with everything that's going on with sports. Let's just hope that April is when everything gets back to normal. So whether you're getting ready for that season or you're just shopping for a fan in your life, Fanatics ships fan gear right to your door. So super easy. And you're going to save 25% when you use my promo code, which is investing. So here's how you do it. The only place to buy official National Lacrosse League fan gear. Do what I did and get yours in time for the upcoming season. Go save 25% by going to shopnll.com/investing. Again, that's shopnll.com/investing. Promo code investing to get 25% off. shopnll.com/investing. Promo code investing. Thank you, guys.
Another question you'll want to ask a real estate investing company is, are they nationwide or are they only local? The reason you want to find a nationwide company, that means they have the resources and the team that can stretch nationwide. And that's very important for diversification of your portfolio. If they only operate in one specific small market, that's not going to help you if that market takes a turn. You know, markets can change, and it's very important for you to be working with a company that understands those markets. For instance, during the pandemic, there were areas that were pretty popular for tourist investing, you know, Orlando in Florida, Tampa, Miami, Las Vegas. But we saw what happened during the pandemic, didn't we? Yeah, we did. 50,000 Disney employees furloughed. We saw what happened with hotels up and down the Florida coast. We saw what happened in Las Vegas when all of the casinos shut down. So if you're working with a company in only one particular town, that's not good for the diversification of your portfolio. Working with a nationwide company also allows you to get some bulk discounts. For instance, with our company, our clients are able to enjoy lower property management fees because we work with large property management teams across the country, and we've negotiated those prices to be lower than what you would get if you just went and did it yourself. We're also able to build multiple properties at one time, our new construction properties. So we as a company are able to make a profit, right? We're not running a charity. That way we're able to do this at scale. And we're able to pass those bulk savings on to our clients in ways that they would never be able to get the same level of savings if they did it on their own. So those are very important questions to ask. You know, will I get savings on my property management fees? Will I be able to have a competitive return on investment with this property? All of those questions are very important. I've heard stories with different companies where they'll actually charge above the market rate on a property. So be careful about new companies that are just getting started, that are made up of small teams. They usually don't have the product support and the property support nationwide to make sure that your investment stays strong. Also, a team that is nationwide has the nationwide support to make changes as the cycle of the market changes and shifts. You know, we're examining markets all the time. We'll spend years before we move into a market analyzing the demographics of that particular market. And very often, after a year of research or more, we'll say, no, it's not for us. And then other times we see it ahead of time because we're constantly analyzing nationwide market conditions. If you have a team that is just focused on one small local market, they're not going to be able to make those changes. If you're tied to one market, we talked about tourism, but what if crime starts to increase? What if jobs start to leave? That company is tied to that one local market. So here are some key questions that you want to ask any new team that you're going to be working with. What is your current market? How many states have your team operated in? How long and what key indicators do they look for before they move into a new market? That one is very important to ask. Another very important question you should ask is, do they have a team of analysts that is able to study the demographics nationwide before moving into a market? You don't want team members that are sharing responsibilities in other departments. No, you need a dedicated field team that's studying the markets before they move in and start to build properties in a particular market. Then you want to find out what key indicators that team is studying in each market. You know, are they looking at crime? Are they looking at jobs? Are they looking at appreciation? What about businesses that are moving to those areas? What about diversification of employment? All of those things are very, very important. Is it landlord friendly? The list goes on and on and on. Another question you should ask, you know, how long do you study a market before you start investing there? For us, it takes at least a year of analyzing a market before we even make a decision that we're going to move forward. And in that period of time, we're spending a lot of time interviewing different property management teams that we know we can put in place and build a really successful team in that market. You also want to find out, why do they turn down a market? We actually had a market recently that we spent over a year working on, and in the end, we said no. And it's tough to walk away. You know, I'm always reminded of what Steve Jobs once said, that the success of Apple is not necessarily in the products we release. It's in the products that we've said no to. There's a lot of crap they could have put out there, right? And they didn't. And that's why they've been so successful. Okay, then what about the closing process?
You know, having clothes that fit just right can be a huge confidence booster. And I know for me, being 6'2", you know, you go to the store and you try to find like the right suit that fits you. It doesn't often happen because, well, look, we're all different. And so you can't just make one size fits all clothing. And that's where Indochino comes in. They were started on the belief that custom clothing shouldn't cost a fortune. I think we have this idea when you watch like a movie, like, I don't know, Goodfellas or somebody else, you have like custom tailors in your New York City office tailoring your clothes. It doesn't have to be that way. So that's how amazing Indochino is. They have the convenience of having clothes that fit perfectly at a right price that's more affordable than most people might expect. So weddings and other special occasions are a time to make unforgettable memories and look your absolute best. And the way that I was able to work with Indochino is you can shop online. You don't even have to visit a showroom if you don't want to. You can do everything right online. Personalize your clothing. And you know, it's amazing when you get a custom tailored suit or pants or shirt from Indochino because you know that it's been custom tailored to you. It's not something you bought out of a plastic bag at Macy's. That's how amazing having custom tailored clothing that's affordable feels. And look, even if you're just working from home right now and you want to have a great shirt, you know, a great top, that you can sit and do Zoom calls and different meetings and feel fantastic, that's where Indochino comes in. So What you can do right now is you can give your wardrobe a style upgrade with Indochino. Get measured clothing at great prices, including suits, blazers, shirts, and coats. You get to customize everything from the fabric, the lining, to the lapel shape, to the monogram. The choice is all yours. Your clothing is then made and then shipped to your exact measurements, so it fits you perfectly. And guess what? You're going to get an extra $30 off on any purchase of $399 or more if you use the promo code INVESTING. And Indochino's Black Friday event is on now. It's the best time to buy as they're offering their lowest prices of the year, including custom suits from just $289. Yes, that's right. So right now, it's Black Friday. You can shop online at Indochino.com or visit any Indochino showroom. That's Indochino.com, promo code INVESTING.
More questions you should be asking your company. What happens after I close? You know, am I on my own after closing, or is there a team that I can always turn to if I have a question? It's very important to find a company and team that will stay in contact with you well after closing so that you can grow your portfolio with them. If not, then you're on your own, and you're responsible for talking to the property management teams. If there's any kind of an issue that pops up, you have to handle it. Wouldn't it be better to have a team that will be there all through that process? Now to my favorite part is financing. You should definitely, when you're talking with a full service real estate investing team, make sure that they have financing options available. You should never be buying properties with using all of your own money. The wealthiest people in the world have built their portfolios through the leverage of other people's money, financing, other ways of leverage. All of it ties up to building a massive portfolio of real estate. You should never have to do it on your own. Now, our company, we work with over 60 different lenders, both traditional and non-recourse financing. We are able to tap into people's 401ks, IRAs, set up their self-directed accounts. The bottom line is, real estate companies that are confident in their product will always offer financing options, because then that means it's not just me saying our property is great. Now a bank has to come in, do an appraisal, and approve the purchase. A third party, bank, they're going to put their money up. You bet darn sure they're going to come in and approve that deal before you're allowed to close on that property. So it's like having an extra layer of security. If the bank is putting their money up for the property, that is fantastic. But run away from a company that says, we don't offer financing, you can only pay cash. Real estate investing companies that are confident in their product will also offer financing options that are available inside of an LLC. So you can buy that property inside of a company LLC and in your self-directed IRA. You should have confidence that that piece of real estate that's going inside of your retirement account is a fantastic piece of property. Always remember that a company that does not offer financing options is not confident in their product. There's a reason why they won't let you talk to a bank about the property you're about to buy. Guess what? The bank won't probably see the value in that property the way that they do. And therefore, that's why they don't offer financing. Run away. You know, my theory is simple. If this house, this new construction property you've just built, or this house that you've just renovated, you should be able to get financing on that property, no problem. But if you don't, and then there's no financing options available for a property that's totally completed, brand new, and totally renovated, something's fishy. Also, having additional financing options in place will allow a team to customize an approach for you. You know, we'll have clients that we work with that might have $40,000, $50,000 in a retirement account, maybe an old IRA that they forgot about. We're able to use that as a down payment, and we're able to tie that together with some financing options, maybe non-recourse financing as well as traditional financing. Check out our full video that we have on non-recourse financing so you get a better sense of what that is. And if you're interested, I mean, book a call with our team today. Just go to morrisinvest.com and click on our book a call button. We'll get on the phone with you and we'll talk through your options based on your current situation. And that's how we're able to pull different financing options together to make a perfect product for our clients. The next piece is property management. Now, we work with a lot of great property management teams, but we spend years vetting them. And that's very important. So some of the questions you want to find out from any real estate investing company you're working with is, what about the property management team? How long have you known them? How long have you been working with them? how long have they been in business? We won't work with any property management team that has not been in business for at least 5 years. How many doors do they take care of? If they have way too many doors, are they going to be able to take care of me? How do they screen tenants? Do they do full criminal background checks on tenants? When do they collect rent? How do they increase rents over time? All of these questions are very important. How quickly do they communicate? You know, if I've got a question about a tenant or a lease, do they communicate within 24 hours? Do they use email? Do they pick up the phone? What type of software do they use? Can I log in very easily like we do? I can log in very easily to see my leases on file. I can see the rent payments coming in the side of the software. I want to have state-of-the-art software. I want to have great communication. So asking your investing team, what's the property management like in this situation? Make sure that they have those answers. If they have not been in business for 5 years, you do not want to work with them. New property management, great. I love that. I wish you all the success in the world, but I don't want you managing my properties. Another thing you want to look at when working with a full-service real estate investing team are their projections on rent. What is the return on that investment going to look like? You know, it's very easy to put projections down on paper, but do they take into account expenses, taxes, all of those things? You know, I've seen a website that will sell properties and they always put down the gross return on investment, the gross ROI, but they're not taking into account the net return on investment, meaning after I remove expenses, taxes, property management fees, what will my net return on this property look like? I think it's very deceptive when you see websites that have just ROI and it says gross. Don't be fooled by that.
Hey everyone, how would you like to get $90 of free food? Yes, we all would, right? And I'm going to tell you how you can do that by visiting HelloFresh. I'm going to tell you how you do that just in a second. You got to wait for that promo code. How are you going to get $90 of free food shipped right to your house? So look, who in the world wants to go to a grocery store right now during a pandemic? Have you, by the way, heard me talking about this on my show? The CDC is telling us to stay home. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You should not be going to the grocery store if you don't have to. Oh, and by the way, how about this? What if you could save 40% off your grocery store bills just by using HelloFresh? Yes, that's right. That's how much you'll save by not having to go to the grocery store and instead having sustainably sourced food sent right to your front door with excellent recipes, delicious recipes that their chefs have curated so that every week you're getting amazing, delicious, different meals. Like my mom just got a huge package of HelloFresh. She just ordered it. She's like, I've been hearing you talk about it. She got delicious pork sent right to her front door, chicken, amazing salad, all of it. Right to her front door, and she saved money instead of going to the grocery store. Yes, that's how HelloFresh works. We've incorporated this into our family, and our kids love it because the recipe cards show up, and the meals are different every time. You might get some amazing pork sliders, salmon. For instance, David on my show was saying he just got the salmon from HelloFresh. It was delicious, had like a miso glaze on it. And again, I'm not blowing smoke here. Literally, the prices are 40% less than you'd spend at the supermarket. To try to grab all of those ingredients, you're going to overspend because you're going to buy more than you need. And that's the brilliance of HelloFresh. They have grand, fantastic partners so that you get fantastic food shipped right to your door and with convenience of no contract delivery. The recipes are easy to follow. They cut out all the stressful meal planning. And you don't have to waste all of that time prepping your meals. In 30 minutes, you can create a great meal. So here's how you can get delicious food sent right to your door and get a $90 off. Okay, I want you to try this right now. All you need to do is go to HelloFresh.com/investing90. So you need to use that code. Okay, if you don't use that, you're not going to get the $90 off. You need to go to HelloFresh.com/investing90, right? $90 off just for trying that out. So we'll put the promo code in our show description down here below in case you're driving. You can't scratch it out right now, but I want you to try it right now. HelloFresh.com/investing90. Even if you order it as a gift for one of your family members or for yourself, you will not be sorry. This can bring the whole family together, keep you safer, avoiding the grocery store, and saving money. It is a win-win-win all around. Thank you, HelloFresh, for being a great supporter of our show and keeping us healthy.
You know, it's one thing for a company on the phone to tell you how good they are or what their track record is, but what is the track record of the clients they serve? We have it right on our website. If you go to morrisinvest.com, you'll see the reviews tab at the top. Those are people that have recently, within the last month, have bought properties with us, closed, and then provided a video testimonial telling us about their experience. And by the way, every one of our clients has been a repeat client. Almost never do we have someone that's just bought one property with us. Most of the time, we've grown with our clients. Very often, when I see our closings of our properties every week, it always says repeat buyer, repeat buyer, repeat buyer. That, my friends, is way more important than what someone can tell you on the phone. I want to hear from real people that bought real properties. So go to our website if you want to check out what that looks like. Again, morrisinvest.com/reviews. It's right at the top of our website. Another very important question you want to ask is, are they a full service real estate company or are they just a turnkey real estate company? Huge difference. A full service real estate company is going to be with you through the entire process and well after closing. They're going to help develop a program that fits you and your family. They're going to find out that you've got a self-directed IRA or a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, a 401k over here. You want to roll into a 1031 exchange. We need to help you set this up. All of those pieces are incredibly important. They're going to help you grow a portfolio over many, many years. A turnkey real estate company hands you the keys. Very often, they're gone from the equation afterwards. You buy the property, you have a property manager, and they say bye-bye. That's a turnkey real estate company. So you want to make sure that they are there after you close, and they're going to be with you for years to come. You know, the term turnkey has been totally misused. What does turnkey really mean? In my eyes, and what we do at our company, and we've grown tremendously over the years to really, really dial this in. We've done 12 to 15 months of market research before we even build a property. We build a property from the ground up, brand new, stainless steel appliances, granite countertops. We place a tenant in the property with our property management team so that it's cash flowing from the moment you close. So the moment you close on the property, it's already cash flowing. The management team has already been vetted and is in place and ready to rock and roll with that tenant in place. You have multiple financing options already available and presented to you beforehand. You don't have to go shop around for financing. That should be done ahead of time. You have a non-recourse loan that's already approved. The reason we've been so successful is because our non-recourse loans are already done ahead of time. The banks we work with have already signed off on the construction of the property. They've been there at every step and stage of the development of that property. Then and only then do they sign off and give their seal of approval for a loan on that property. Again, non-recourse is not tied to your name personally. That means the bank has seen the property, knows the demographics, sees the value in that asset, and they're putting their money into that property, not to you. Remember, non-recourse. So if you got that loan, you could literally skip town and go to Argentina. That wouldn't be a good thing. But the bank can take control of that asset again because they believe in it, because it's cash flowing and it's a fantastic piece of property. They are willing to finance the property, not you, the person. So that should all be done ahead of time. And most importantly, that tenant should already be in there from the moment you close. All of this, everything I just mentioned, should be done ahead of time. That, to me, is full service. That's just the buying process of the property. You know, what if you need a self-directed IRA set up? What if you need a 1031 exchange to roll some old bad investments into some new investments? All of that should be done under one roof. That is a full service team. Turnkey real estate is just, here are the keys, good luck. You know, we have 7 different programs in our company that can help you in a multitude of ways. Whether it's our 1031 exchange program, we have our cost segregation program with more advanced level of real estate investors. We have our self-directed IRA program. The list goes on. I encourage you to book a call with our team today if you want to learn more about all of our programs and what we can do as a full service real estate investing company. Just go to morrisinvest.com right now. click on that Book a Call tab. We'll be happy to jump on the phone with you at the time that you select on your calendar. Look forward to seeing you. Now go out there, take action, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.